The Hal Marcus Gallery is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with a show called 2020 Visionary, 20 Years, 20 Artists. The show opens on Thursday, February 25th from 5 to 9 p.m. and will be on display through Friday, June 3rd. Here to talk about the 20th anniversary of the Hal Marcus Gallery are Hal Marcus and his daughter, who also happens to be one of the featured artists in the show, Adelaide Marcus. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Hal, take us through your journey of a gallery, because you've been in several locations, you've been all over this town, and now it seems like you have your forever home, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah. Well, like you said, it's our 20th anniversary, so we started off in my grandmother's old house in Kerr Place, and we were there for about 5 or 6 years. We opened up in April of 1996, and then we moved to the gallery down to 800 North Mesa, where we ended up with 10,000 square feet. We had a cafe and we had an art mall, and we subleased to a variety of different artists and writers and hat makers and floral designers. And so that was gangbusters. And then just about 5 years ago, we bought a little house across the street from our home, where we've lived since 1970. So now we have about 3,000 square feet and plenty of parking, and we're just happy as can be, because I paint in my studio, which is behind my house, and then I have the gallery there. We have a great manager. My wife, Patricia, is the director of the gallery, and, you know, we're really sort of El Paso's premier art gallery now, celebrating 20 years. So we decided, what can we do that, you know, because we've really literally represented hundreds of artists in these past 20 years. I said, let's bring in 20 new artists and start all over again, you know?
Why not?
And so many of the artists that are going to be exhibiting, and we'll list their names later, I have never met, literally, you know? We just kind of put feelers out into the community, and people submitted works, and we got 20 new artists, and the theme is visionary.
And one of those artists is Adelaide. Now, Adelaide, I mean, you obviously grew up around art, you know, art by association. But how was growing up for you around art for us? Or can you tell us? Because I know, you know, aside from being a painter, you're a dancer, you're a performer, you're a little bit of everything. So how does that happen? Or tell us about your childhood.
Well, of course, when you're growing up in it, you don't have the perspective of thinking like, wow, my life is so different than most of the world. So I kind of feel like it was a natural part of my environment, and to be able to say that I've never actually had a job where I worked for anyone else or did anything other than either be going to school or be doing art or performing full time is obviously a product of the way I grew up. And just aside from the art, just seeing, you know, the idea that you can really just do what it is you want to do, and having that entrepreneurial gene and that entrepreneurial drive is definitely something that, you know, you witness in your parents and in the way that your family's run and in the way that your family supported, in the way that my mother supported my father's artwork, my father supported my art and my ideas, framed my pieces before I could even spell my name. And so beyond like just like learning how to paint or draw or dance, which obviously also did happen, there was just this element of you can do what you want to do and we're going to support you in doing that. And it's kind of like, how can we help you? And so I got to kind of make that decision naturally. And I didn't have to rebel against them either, because they weren't like, you must be artistic. So it's kind of a nice middle of the road path into kind of discovering that this is actually what I, you know, want to be doing with my life. I couldn't imagine anything else I'd rather be doing with my time than, you know, creating artwork one shape or form.
And kind of speaking to that, you know, just have an idea and do it. You're going to debut an adult coloring book, too. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I am really excited about it. Like 6 months ago when I started this project, people looked at me funny when I said I was creating a coloring book for adults. And now I'm just like riding this wave of the popularity of adult coloring books. And I feel like I was kind of right on time with that. And it's called Chakra Mandalas. So it goes through all of the different energy centers in the body, and mandalas are different way, or it means circle in Sanskrit, but it's used as like a tool for meditation. And so I'm really excited about the book, because not only is it a piece of art, but it's a tool for meditation. And then even beyond that, it's the first time that I actually have a product that's interactive and engaging in a way where I'm not just selling a piece of art, but I'm actually, you know, inspiring somebody to participate in it. And I have all these different ways that not only they can like color in the book, but they can share their photos on Instagram, feel really proud about what they're doing, tear it out of the page and frame it. And these are all things that I thought about while creating the book. Like, I wanted to make it something really quality and something that's not going to end up on a bookshelf with dust on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to get it like in a couple of days. So I think I'm more excited than anybody. And then I'll be packing the car up and bringing it straight to El Paso.
Which is really cool. I mean, you know, it's like I hear adult coloring books are a good way for therapy, for centering yourself, for just kind of getting yourself out of the hustle and bustle, and you're kind of engaging in art and you're doing your thing.
Yeah, for those of you all who don't know, Adelaide right now is talking to us from San Diego, where she has her own studio and gallery, and so she's going to be driving into town. She doesn't normally exhibit at my gallery, so
Is this her first time, or is
yeah,
it
really is. I mean, she would come down for our little Christmas fairs, you know, the Happy Hippies, mm-hmm. But she hasn't been down for a long time, so she's pretty excited, and she's got a new car, and she's got a new book, and. So she's coming to Texas and bringing her her stuff. I'd like to say the names of the other artists, you
absolutely.
Know, real quick before we run out of time or anything like that. We got art by Adelaide, Ho Baron, Delgato, Alejandra Gomez, Estelle Goldman, John Gore, Steve Hastings, Cecil Lee, Edgar Lopez, Mike Lopez, Leticia Luevanos, Andres Muros, Marcos Rey, Lizzie Ochoa, Diana Padilla, Diego Martinez, Marie Rode, Erica Terrazas, Harry Schulte, Victor Soto, Peter Schwartzbein, and Mark Rojas.
Now, Adelaide, you're one of the artists. How many pieces are you displaying? And how is it that 20 years, this is your first time exhibiting at your father's art gallery?
Well, the first question's easier to answer. I'll have 6 original paintings, like acrylic and oils, and then I will have various canvas chiclets of my later artwork or the less recent stuff, I should say. I'll also have stickers, I'll have the coloring book, and some small prints.
Very cool. Now, Hal was showing me that you've done a couple of reality TV shows as well. Can you tell us about those experiences? I mean, I know those don't have to do with painting or dancing.
No, but
and
it
all
has
that,
to do with visionary.
Cool.
Visionary.
Yeah.
And being on cutting edge. Just tell her real quickly about that TV reality show.
I've been on America's Got Talent and another reality show that was for the performing arts, but then recently I was on a body painting reality show where they train different visual artists to paint on people's bodies, and they timed us, and it was a competition. So that was really interesting because I'm not going to say I'm not a competitive person, but I never really create art for the purpose of winning, or so there was an interesting pressure with that, but I just love new experiences.
There were some big names too. Who was the host there?
Well, RuPaul was the host.
It was in Hollywood. And
so that was fun. Yeah. Got to see behind the scenes of quote-unquote reality TV.
Right.
And that's the reality I like, is the behind-the-scenes kind of reality. And I got inspired and bought an airbrush equipment afterwards, so you know, I'll be body painting too.
Just add that to your resume.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't actually used it since then, but a lot of times things will sit around for 2 years and then I'll be like, oh my God, I have it and I'm inspired, and then they'll kick off something else.
Well, you never know. I mean, you should bring it down with you just in case. You might get inspired and, yeah. You know.
And your hula hoops and your snake and your fire swords.
Right, yeah.
It's really a circus. All my kids are pretty much performance artists. They live pretty much in a circus.
So you don't have a statistician, a CPA in the family?
No. No, I'm very proud of them.
Well, Hal, take us back. Tell us about the show, when it opens, how people can see
it.
Yeah,
it's happening this coming Thursday, and it's from 5 to 7 at 1308 North Oregon. And there'll be lots of food and lots of people, and it's going to be an experience for me. Like I say, I haven't even met all these artists, okay? All the artwork is in the gallery now. It's hung. It looks awesome, but I haven't really met them face-to-face. I've just met them through the internet. So we're doing something new that we're, you know, kind of stepping outside the box with the visionary show. And for a long time, I didn't even know what visionary meant, per se. So I took something from Adelaide. What do you call visionary?
What do you mean?
Oh, visionary art is a genre that stems from symbolic ideas that peek into the future and provoke thought. That's what we came up with. So It's just kind of like, you know, out there to shoot out into the future and see what's going on. It's visionary.
Well, and you say you haven't met these artists, but you've seen their work. So...
Right, I have seen their work, yes. Yeah, but meeting them face-to-face is different.
That's going to be really cool. And we can all meet them face-to-face, and we can see the artwork during the opening that happens this Thursday at the Hal Marcus Gallery, located on Oregon. What's the nearest cross street?
River.
Oregon and River.
Right.
And you've got ample parking.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of parking.
And you can join them there for their party. It's going to happen on Thursday the 25th from 5 to 9 p.m. And while you're at it, I think you should get yourself an adult's coloring book, don't you?
Oh, yes. I told her to bring 100 of them. So I think it's going to be the new craze around El Paso anyway.
Well, thank you both for stopping by with us. My guests today have been Hal Marcus and his daughter Adelaide, who will be at the 20th anniversary show of the Hal Marcus Gallery. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you and whoever else shows up at the event.
We'll see you there.